Hashtag sport with Ash Geerk.
It's Gherke?
Gherke.
Gherke. G-I-E-R-K-E.
Smirky.
Hello, welcome to Hashtag Sport. My name is Ash Gherke. This is where we dribble on about sport that matters. I mean, all sport does matter, but, you know, the big events that are happening in the sporting world. Today, we're going to be talking to Taylor and Kaylee McEwen, the swimmers from the Sunny Coast. They're also the sisters. They've got a really interesting story. They've had a really, really tough year. So we're going to be talking to them a little bit later on about what's going on in their personal life as well. But Kaylee is over in Japan at the moment. And a couple of weeks ago, we caught up with them post the trials for the Pan Pacific Championships, which are on the 9th to the 13th of August. So we'll see all the events that Kaylee's going to be in, and we're going to have a chat about those because she is only 17 years old. She is honestly a rising star. She's got so much going for her. Taylor missed out, but she's going to tell us the reason why and what's going on behind the scenes with Taylor at the moment. But I used to swim myself and I used to race Taylor, and just to see her mindset in a marshalling room to when she used to get out behind the blocks and the races she was able to do was just incredible. A lot of hard work went into her breaststroke events, and they're both medley swimmers too, the sisters. So they come off an interesting conversation. Commonwealth Games campaign, but the Pan Pacific Championships, this is awesome because this is a chance for the United States and Japan and countries like that that we don't always obviously race in the Commonwealth Games. We race in the Pan Pack, so this is a good chance to get together, have a bit of a hit out. 2 years till the Tokyo 2020 Olympics is on as well. So they had that launch, I think, the other day. But what we're going to do, we're going to come back and I'm going to introduce you to Taylor and Kaylee McEwen. Sport. My name is Ash Gherke. Joining me right now is the superstar swimming gals, Taylor and Kaylee McEwen. Hello.
Morning. Hello. Hi.
How are we going?
Yeah, we're travelling pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
Oh, it's good. Well, it's good to have you guys here. You've just come off the Pan Pacific Trials in Adelaide, so that's pretty cool. Kaylee, congratulations making the team. You won your 100 and your 200.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I was looking to go a little bit faster in the 200, but the 100 was really good, PB there, so can't be much happier than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
And Tay, now you did some really good swims considering what's going on with this knee of yours. What's happening?
Yeah, so I've just had a bit of a knee issue. Kind of started, I noticed it a couple of weeks before Commonwealth Games, and there wasn't much time to really do anything other than have a cortisone injection to try and ease the pain a little bit. So I did that. I went through and I kind of battled through the pain through Commonwealth Games. And then, you know, we were straight up doing Pan Pac trials again a month later. So there wasn't enough time for me to have time off, let my knee heal, and then go back to breaststroke after. I kind of just had to push through for that month. So it hindered my training a little bit because there was days where I wanted to do breaststroke and I wanted to train breaststroke and I just couldn't because the pain was too bad. So it's a relief for me now. I didn't make the team where I can spend more time doing proper rehab, letting it rest properly, and going through and doing the rehab processes properly without having to do breaststroke kicks. So I won't be forcing myself through any more pain, which is good.
I guess it's one of those things too that, you know, even though Pan Pacs is such a great meet to be at, you also need to look to the bigger picture, which obviously is the Olympics 2020.
For sure,
So I'm guessing that you're wanting to, make sure it's all right so that you can get out there, get some good training ahead of the Olympics in 2020, hey?
Yeah, definitely. And anything I've done between Rio and the next Olympics, Tokyo 2020, is aimed at being a stepping stone to best prepare myself for those Olympics. So if it means I have to take time out now from doing breaststroke kick to let my knee heal so that I'm good to go for 2019 and then of course 2020, then I'm happy to sacrifice that time now. And I've done a Pan Pacs before. I know how awesome it is and I'm excited for Kaylee to go there and experience. I mean, it's tough racing the Americans and Japanese and Canadians. You know, they're pretty strong swimming nations, but I have no doubt she'll get up there and smash it. And have fun doing it.
As a spectator, it's one of my favourite events on the swimming calendar to watch. I think just because the rivalry is there, and I guess coming off Commonwealth Games this year as well, you both did a great job there as well. Yeah. On the Gold Coast. By the way, sensational location for a Commonwealth Games.
Oh, fantastic.
Beachside. Yeah. It was very cool.
So beautiful.
But Kaylee, now talk us through, because you've just started making these senior Australian teams. This is so awesome. And what I love is the fact that you have such a strong following because you're the young gun and you've got so much potential and so many years ahead of you in the swimming world. When you made your first team, I mean, how did that feel?
Well, my first team was a junior one. That was back in 2016. I was like, oh, this is really fun. Like,
that's
so
awesome.
It's been pretty good being able to do all those sort of things and gain new experiences and be alongside Taylor as well.
Yeah. Now, guys, let's go back to where it all started for you guys. You're 6 years apart. So, Tay, you're obviously the older one. Kaylee, you're, like we keep saying, you're the young gun. How did you both find a love for the water? Did you follow in Tay's footsteps, Kaylee, or did you, you know, both get the chance to experience sport or different sports and then you both decide to do swimming? Like, how did this all come about?
I would say that seeing Taylor achieve so much of her swimming goals and all that sort of stuff, like gold medal at Comm Games back in Glasgow, that was amazing to watch. So I think it influenced me that way that I want to, you know, strive for what she's been doing. So, yeah, I'd say she's definitely impacted my decision for
yeah.
swimming.
For me, I kind of went through school swimming and I knew I'd always been good in the water because we'd always had a backyard pool in the family and I loved swimming. It was one of my favourite things to do. So I thought I was good at it, and then we did school swimming and I wasn't put in the top group when we were in primary school and I was upset about that. And then I found out that some of my friends who were in the top group were actually training outside of school swimming. So I asked Mom if I can take up swimming as well. As well as the other sports I was doing. So I was also doing tennis and softball at the same time.
Yeah,
and
nice.
So I added swimming to it and then gradually noticed that I was actually quite good at swimming and I was all of a sudden leading the lanes in training and overtaking people and I got moved up groups really quickly. So it wasn't until I started qualifying for like Queensland State Championships and age nationals and that sort of thing that I decided to drop the other two sports and put all my focus into swimming. And I guess it's just really rolled on from there. I mean,
yeah.
Kaylee and I both qualified for age nationals. Kaylee qualified when she was 12, but I didn't start qualifying until I was 14. So
yeah.
She's definitely got the jump on me, having started swimming a lot younger than what I did.
Tay, you and I used to race against each other back in the day. I mean, I think I've stopped swimming now 5 years ago. I think it's been 5 years. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
But, no, you're always such a great racer, a really hard trainer. You can see that by the way that you've raced. And I love that about you because you're always so determined. And when you're behind the blocks, you're so focused. There was lots of fun that used to happen in the marshalling room. I mean, I think we were the chatterboxes of the marshalling room.
Yeah, but that's for sure. I mean, it's good to have a chat in marshalling sometimes.
Yeah.
It calms the nerves and takes the focus away from the big race you're about to do. So I definitely don't mind having a chat. It's a lot of fun, especially when sometimes I couldn't even hear myself think though because you were so loud.
And now I'm doing a podcast because I like to talk, all right?
Yeah, it all worked out.
None of this makes sense. But Kaylee, I actually saw some footage of you from the Commonwealth Games at the Gold Coast earlier on in the year, and I saw you and MC Bomb. You guys were having a good old giggle before one of your semis or maybe one of your finals down there. And you look really relaxed before you're about to race, but once you get in that pool, girl, oh my God, you're away.
Like Taylor said, it's always good to be distracted in marshalling, so I always go to the girls I know, like Em, have a good chat to them and try to distract myself and then go out to the blocks. And
I guess there's no point overworking yourself really before a race. You want to stay calm and focus and not let the nerves get the better of you, I guess. So talking to someone and joking around is definitely a good way to do that.
Yeah. Now if we do move on to the old pre-race routine, do you guys have one?
I always like to do a little streamline behind the blocks.
Yeah.
And then I like to slap my legs and then I'm ready.
Do you have to like slap them a certain amount of times or?
Just enough so I can feel it.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Because you look at the likes of Rafael Nadal who picks like 10 wedgies out of his bar before and then he like sniffs his fingers.
It's
really weird stuff.
I do pull my togs up my bum a bit, but that's
yeah.
about it.
Oh, well, you got to do what you got to do, girl.
I think I just make sure that my suit's comfortable. I pull it up just before I'm about to get on the blocks. But I definitely have a sequence in events that I do before I get on the block. So the moment I'm released out of marshalling onto pool deck, it's, you know, tracksuit off, adjust the block, splash yourself, ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never change that sequence and it's just something I'm comfortable doing. And I think if you do the same thing over and over, you get comfortable in a routine, it just makes racing seem normal.
It also, I think, you know, you just know the exact thing that you need to do.
Yeah,
next,
mentally,
you know
what I mean? It's like a process to success. So you're like, oh, if I stuff that routine up, it's going to stuff up my race. And
yeah.
You know, you just got to stay and do what you're comfortable doing.
Yeah, it knocks out some of the nerves.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, guys. So, Taylor, you've been training with Chris Mooney for 12 years.
Yeah.
That is a long time when you're looking at an athlete-coach relationship.
It is,
Kayla, you've only just moved over.
Yeah, almost 3 years.
3 years. Yeah. Has it been that long already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what made you go over to Tay and Chris?
I don't know. I think I used to train with Chris as like a really younging, like when I say young, probably like 11, 12.
Yeah.
And then he decided to move down to Brisbane. So I was like, I don't really want to go to Brisbane. So I moved up to the Sunny Coast, better lifestyle, one that I like, and then train with John Wallace. And then when he got told he was moving up to the Sunny Coast, I was like, oh, might as well come and join as well.
Yeah, exactly. And what's kept you around for this long, Tay?
I guess from a young star, Chris has always had a belief in me. And I know he believed in me because he would always push me harder in training than anyone else and would make me repeat sessions until I was hitting times and just showed a lot of care in what I was doing. And I really liked
that. At the time,
you
probably didn't think so, but
looking back now, I just thought he was the devil and hated me. But now I really respect that. And to show that he has so much enthusiasm and I'm giving enthusiasm back, we just have a really great partnership. And I have always trusted Chris and his sessions and what he tells me in training and his processes. And I think we kind of follow the same groove together. And I've never needed to, I guess, source out another coach. I've always swum quite good under Chris, and we've been training together now for 12 years. So there's that mutual relationship, and we have such great banter. I mean, the same time we can be serious, and then 5 minutes later we can be cracking jokes, and we always joke about things that he might have yelled at me for, and a couple of days later, you know, we're still cracking jokes about it. So we have that awesome balance between serious and fun, and I think it just really works. And I think that's what's drawn in other swimmers over the years as well, and has kind of like sucked them in. And no one's really left us, unless you're an international swimmer who's visiting temporarily. No one has joined the squad and then left. So
yeah, you guys got a great squad there at the
university.
Yeah, it
just goes to show great things about our program and our coach.
Yeah, well, you got Jake Packard, who's there now, Michaela Sheridan. Who else have you guys got?
Leah Neal,
who was just at the Comm Games as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys have done such a great job at keeping and making that gel as a team as well. And obviously that's helped you racing along, which is the most important thing.
Yeah,
Hayley, you're still at school. How are you finding the school life and the training balance going?
It's definitely hard. I'm not going to lie. I have to take some days of school to catch up and work. But my school, PLC, they're very lenient. They give me, what do they call it?
Extensions.
Spares. Yeah. All that sort of stuff to help me catch up on the load. So they're good in that aspect. And I've got a great group of friends there with me as well.
Oh, good stuff. And what about you, Tay? How are you finding the clinics and training going?
I always like to keep myself busy, and uni I'm only doing part-time. So I found, you know, I still have time to do other things I like. So I decided that I would take everything I'd learned over the years and start doing some breaststroke clinics and teaching some kids some new drills, maybe helping their technique a little bit, their underwater turns, all that sort of stuff. So I've got this awesome balance now between swimming and doing clinics based around my swimming schedule. So I can time them perfectly for when I know I'm going to be home, and obviously not have them on when I know I'm going to be away. So it's really great that I can help people, but, you know, be it based on my availability. And plus uni is always there to keep me busy as well. So I've really actually enjoyed the challenge of balancing the three, and I think I've done quite well at doing it. Got one more uni exam coming up. So once that's done, I'll be happy to have a little break at the end of semester. But yeah, I absolutely love the challenge.
What I like about you guys as well, it's really hard, and you come across so many different athletes. And I found this when I was swimming as well, that quite often people didn't know what they wanted to do after the fact, you know. So right you know, they just want to do their swimming, and because they know that they're good at it. But sometimes they forget what to do afterwards. And I guess that's always really hard, obviously, to try and juggle your schoolwork and your assignments and make sure you're still hitting those grades and to have a plan afterwards. And then Tay, you're doing uni at the moment. What are you studying?
So I'm studying a Bachelor of Animal Ecology, and outside of uni, I'd really love to get into some research jobs. There's some great research jobs going, obviously, based around the Great Barrier Reef at the moment. There's so much stress and pressure on it, and I think I just want to do my part to help the environment. I mean, humans have obviously had a huge impact, and doing my degree will open up all these pathways that I can take to reverse the roles and really feel like I'm making a difference. So Yeah, outside of swimming, I really want to follow the path down my degree. But while I'm swimming, I want to do as much as I can to help swimmers while I'm still current in the sport.
Yeah, all good. What about you, Kaylee?
Look, I can't really say what I'm going to be doing outside of school. But
one thing at a time, huh?
Yeah, I have been looking. I'm quite interested in like preschool teaching and that sort of stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You'd be good at that.
She is still a child, so she'll definitely be good at it. Yeah.
All right, girls, stick around. We'll be back soon. I know where you can go to get a great used car. Caloundra City Zupa used cars with the 7-day 100% money-back guarantee and a whole range of extras. Sit back, have a coffee, relax as they search over 2,300 used cars Australia-wide. No obligation, just peace of mind when you're ready to buy. No need to ask around. Get a great deal today at Caloundra City Zupa used cars. Right now with Kaylee and Taylor McEwen. Hello.
We're back. Let's do it.
You're back. What do you want to talk about now? Hey, you know, guys, I want to talk to you guys something a little bit more serious. I know you guys have had a lot going on in your lives. You guys have had the Pan Pac trials going on. You've come off the Commonwealth Games as well this year. Mm-hmm. So a massive year of racing for you both.
Yeah.
But you've also had your own personal life struggle.
We've had we've definitely been challenged in 2018. First thing to happen earlier in the year was our grandfather became quite sick quite rapidly, and he passed away when we were actually at trials for the Commonwealth Games. So it was the last night of racing. I had just finished doing racing. Kaylee just finished. We both came out of the 400 IM. That's right.
Yeah.
And we were kind of waiting on pool deck, and Chris ushered us into a back room, and there was my mum waiting to tell us that our grandfather had actually passed away a couple of hours prior. So we had no idea. We were warming up, ready to do our race, and then got slapped with that news after, and then had to go on and continue to do the whole team announcement and walk around the pool deck. So that was really challenging to keep ourselves composed for all of that media sort of stuff, having just been given the news that our grandfather had passed away. And then, of course, we went to the Commonwealth Games a couple of weeks after Commonwealth Games. We found out that the head para coach at USC, Jen Cameron, had passed away, and that was a huge shock to us as well. And that was quite upsetting to have such a large mentor pass away so close to us. And then we had another family friend pass away pretty much a week after Jen that we had another funeral for. So we'd been to three funerals within the space of 2 months almost. And then to be struck with the news earlier this month that our dad had been diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumor was just it for me. I was like, can this year honestly get any worse outside of swimming? So we've had all of these things thrown at us, and we've had to really learn to balance our emotions and I guess soldier on is the real attitude that we've been giving life at the moment. And so we're doing all we can to best support dad. I'm definitely spending a lot more time with him. Kaylee is as well. I just took him to like his favorite concert on Friday night, and then obviously set up the GoFundMe page to help my parents balance the finances because the cancer treatment is very expensive. And now that they're solely relying on mum's income because dad can't work, you know, it just makes things so much more stressful. So I've been doing everything I can to help ease the stress, whether that means like I come over, help out around the house more, drive Kaylee places, you know, just anything. Yeah, just anything that we can do to help ease the pain and ease the stress of everything that's going on is what we're doing. So, yeah.
I mean, dad's really strong, though. He's got a really positive attitude. He's done all his candy. He's dropped out all his carbs and all his sugars in his diet, so he can't have beer anymore.
Yeah.
So he's a bit upset about that, but he's a strong man.
To be able to race under those conditions as well is really something and a massive testament to you guys and what you do. So honestly, wow, well done.
Thank you. Because it
obviously isn't easy. But how is your dad now at the moment?
Well, he's just started his cancer treatment. So the radiation therapy and the chemotherapy started last week.
So he's on his second week of radiation.
Yeah.
And I think about his third or fourth week of chemo.
Okay. Yeah. And what does the road look like from here?
Well, at the moment, it's kind of just trying to stay as fit and healthy as you can while you're going through those cancer treatments, because they do take a massive toll on the body and your body needs a lot of time to recover. So there's some days where Dad's feeling really lethargic and sick, and then other days where he's good.
Yeah.
So I think his attitude is every time he goes in for radiation, it's less cancer that's running through his body. So he's really happy to know that every time he does it, he's honestly, you know, feeling better on the inside and getting better, even though he might not physically feel that well that day. Yeah. But, you know, lucky for us, Dad's really strong and he's committed to doing everything he can outside of those traditional cancer treatments. So he's dropped carbs and sugar out of his diet and is really sticking to that, and is remaining positive and happy and really just like making the most out of life at the moment. And, you know, he doesn't have to go to work anymore, so he's happy about that. But yeah, life at home, I mean, he's relaxing, seeing friends, seeing family, doing all of these awesome things outside
of. It's amazing to see the support that comes from the community as well. Like Taylor was saying, we set up that GoFundMe page and within 3 days we've already reached our goal, even less than that.
It was like a day. So I just set it at a modest 5,000 because I thought that would be awesome if we can reach that. I mean, that'll pay for Dad's specialist appointments that he just had to go to because they were so expensive. And then it'll also cover like a tiny fraction of the cost of getting the actual tumor removed through the private system. So I was like, 5,000 will be good. We actually reached that within like the first 8 hours of
that
me posting.
Amazing.
And I was like, what? That is ridiculous. And
for
some people to donate like $1,000 anonymously, just like that frustrated me because I was reaching out to everyone who donated saying, thank you so much. Like, we are so grateful. And I can't thank the anonymous people because I have no idea who to contact and how to contact them. So I think that at the end of the day, they're happy knowing that they've done a good deed and they probably believe in good karma and everything. So we are super thankful. And I think now it's well over 15,000 that we've received. And that's awesome because that'll cover the first 6 weeks of Dad's chemo and radiation treatments.
And if people want to go and donate, where can they go and do so?
So if you just head to my Instagram page, I've got the GoFundMe linked saved in my bio on my Instagram page. Or if you go to the GoFundMe website, I think if you search Taylor McEwen, or I think I've called it Dad's Cancer Treatment, it should pop up with a link. And there's a photo of my dad giving us a big thumbs up after he's had brain surgery in hospital. So you go on the page and like the first thing you see is Dad's big head and then a little bit of information about the whole diagnosis and how it's shocked us and what we're kind of doing now to help try and make the situation better.
All right. Well, girls, honestly, I mean, what you girls are doing to help your dad and your family is remarkable, as well as training and making teams and, you know, nursing injuries yourself, Tay. So honestly, hats off to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And give my love to your family as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
All right. We're going to be back soon with a game we like to call Sister Rivalry. Don't you hate it? You open up your wardrobe and you go, oh, there is nothing to wear. Well, you need to jump online, billyj.com.au, Australia's number one online fashion boutique. New arrivals daily and over 2,000 styles to choose from too. The best part is affordable, on-trend fashion, and you know what? Worldwide shipping as well. That website again is billyj.com.au. All right, back here, hashtag sport. We got Tay and Kaylee McEwen joining me right now. Hello.
Woo.
All right. You guys, I love sisters in sport because, you know, who better to egg you on through training than your sister? Am I right?
Always gets me all the time.
No, I do not.
Do you like ever, you know, finish on the wall, one of you guys, and then you turn around, like put your tongue out or do something like
No, Kaylee just likes to push me out of the way. So one day I was doing backstroke, finished on the wall, and because I couldn't see where I was going, I touched in the middle of the lane, and Kaylee was frustrated.
She was on the left side. She was all the way over on the left side.
I was like in front of everyone, and Kaylee goes, move, and pushes me out of the water. And I'm like trying to get my breath back because I've just done a 50 max backstroke. And I kind of turned to her and I made like a slight remark, and I was like, you don't have to be so like, blah, 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 like
no,
yelled at her.
There was a few swear words.
I like how you replace the swear words with blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
I was not happy to say the least. And then at the end of the set, Kaylee was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to push you. I'm like, yes, you did.
Well, I did, but I just wanted to make myself feel
You're
better.
In the heat of the moment. In the heat of the moment.
Mind you, someone else was about to push off in like 5 seconds. She's sitting right there.
You know what? We're all physically hurting. Just let the emotions out. It's fine.
Just whatever happens, leave it in the pool.
Yeah, that's it.
Not what they say.
Give it a side eye, though.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we've got a game here called Sister Rivalry. Obviously, it's a huge creative name from myself.
Yeah,
I don't mind if I do. Thanks, guys. Now, all you have to do is you've got to be the first in to answer, all right? And you've just got to guess which famous sister this is, all right?
Okay, do we have to name the sister or just like the last name of the sisters?
Just the sister. The sister that you hear.
Okay.
All right? So the sister that you hear needs to be... Just jump in straight away with the answer, okay? Best of three.
Right, okay.
Taylor's
okay.
Already got me, I know
I'm
it.
Just like running through a bunch of sisters that I know in my head and, okay, yeah.
I just feel like there's a lot of confidence oozing from you, Tay.
There's not, I'm just...
yeah, look at this smirk on
my
face.
Brain is ticking overtime right now. I don't like losing.
Hayley's like, what am I going to have for lunch?
Yeah, I'm out of it.
How much homework do I have to do? All right, okay, guys, here we go.
Okay.
The first sister, remember, just to jump in mm-hmm. with your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not Lisa. Doing this for the money. I'm just happy knowing that future generations Lisa. Will enjoy...
That was really impressive.
That was so crazy. I couldn't even hear, like, the first...
Wow. Okay. All right.
That was the only one.
That was... Okay, that was...
It's gone downhill from now.
That was really good.
I think
good.
You just peaked.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. That's not the right sound effect.
There okay. you go. Yep.
All right. Like there is one to Kaylee. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
A benefit for her and
Kim.
No one could have fun.
Oh, that's Kim.
It was definitely Kim. Well
yes.
done.
Did you right. say Chloe?
Kim.
Oh, I said.
No, I said Courtney.
Oh,
yeah.
I got it right. Hayley said Courtney. You said
Kim.
Kimmy K.
Yes.
No, it wouldn't be a sister rivalry game without a Kardashian looking in there. All right. Now, this is a song. Now you have to guess which famous sister this is. Here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
I know the song.
I don't even know the song.
Oh, Kaylee, come on. I know the song, but I wouldn't be able to tell you which sister.
Is it Veronica's or something? I don't
know. No. Although I should have done that. That would be really much better.
That was one of the sisters that was in my head. I was like, okay, remember the Veronica names.
Okay, it was the Simpsons. Jessica Simpson. All right, I'm going to get you another one. I'm going to get you another one.
Oh, this one's for the win. I just got nervous thinking about that. Okay.
Ooh.
Might have to do best out of five if I lose.
All right, this is... That's something I would say. All right, this is for the Olympic gold medal. Oh, fresh is on now.
Yeah, in my heart. Far out. Stop that. Jess Veronica.
What's the
Lisa,
other one?
Lisa!
Oh, you got both of them. Well done.
Which
I've got to
one
give that
it?
To you. Nah,
yes.
You know what? You can take both.
Yes.
You can have both. Oh. Well done.
Woo!
Because you mentioned both of their names, and I wasn't expecting you to mention both
I just
both
said
of
the
them.
Other one.
Yeah. But I can't so you take out this one. Well done, Kaylee. Well, you know what? You get to go to the pan pack, so you get to win that.
You're the real winner here.
Yeah. Take us to win Sister Rivalry. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining me. It's always such a pleasure to have you guys in, having a chin
wag. No problem.
Wag.
Yeah, awesome.
All the best. And like I said before, give our love to your family.
I definitely will. I'll give him a big old Ash Gherky hug.
Give him a big cuddle. And honestly, we might put up the details of that GoFundMe page too on the website.
That'd
so
be awesome.
ashgherky.com. That is us done and dusted. Have a great week. See ya.
Fantastic.